It's Friday, July 26, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Race 6 Kenny Bednarik is at the Paris Olympics, which open tonight. Senator Tammy Baldwin proposes a law to prevent sudden hospital closures, $50 million in grants awarded for agricultural road improvements, and Miss America aims to inspire young aviators. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics is tonight, but Rice Lake will have to wait to see their favorite son in action. Adam Hutton tells us more.
Rice Lake's Kenny Bednarik will once again be competing on track and field's biggest stage. Bednarik will be representing Team USA at the Paris Olympics in two events, the 100 and 200-meter races. The 100-meter races begin on August 3rd, with the 200-meter races starting August 5th. Kung Fu Kenny competed in both events at the 2020 Olympics, winning silver in the 200. The now 25-year-old Bednarik graduated from Rice Lake High School in 2018. He holds the state record in the 200 and 400-meter races and the Division II record in the 100 meters. I'm Adam Hutton.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to prevent sudden hospital closures like the ones in western Wisconsin. Raymond Newbert has a story.
Baldwin introduced the HSHS Act on Thursday, which requires large hospitals to notify federal agencies of a pending closure at least 90 days beforehand. During that time, hospitals would be required to continue care for patients. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department would also require closing hospitals to file plans on how to resume care for their patients once the closure takes place. Baldwin is currently running for a third term against likely Republican nominee businessman Eric Hovde. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The first round of agricultural road grants are being awarded to projects across Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers was in Elk Mountain this week, one of the communities benefiting from funding.
They applied for making sure that they have a good road here. It's a short road, but an important road, so that the grain can continue to be taken care of here and shipped out to folks across the world.
The $50 million in funding will go to improve rural roads and bridges in 28 counties. A group of legislators, farmers, and conservationists studying how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population is set to hold its first meeting next month. The Joint Legislative Council's 12-member study committee on sandhill cranes is set to meet August 1st at the Horicon Marsh State Wildlife Area and hear presentations by a state bird ecologist and an International Crane Foundation director. The Joint Legislative Council is made up of the legislature's attorneys. The council puts together committees to study issues every even-numbered year. The Sandhill Crane Committee will eventually recommend legislation to manage the crane population and reduce crop damage the cranes cause. Options could include seeking federal approval for a hunting season. Miss America made a stop at EAA Air Venture to inspire young aviators. Rachel Sharniak tells us more.
Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh, who was crowned Miss America in 2024, is an active duty member of the U.S. Air Force. She spoke at the flying convention Thursday, sharing her journey from wanting to be an astronaut as a child to becoming a pilot in the military. The Arkansas native says after her term as Miss America, she'll go back to Harvard to finish her graduate school degree. She hopes that by sharing her story, she breaks down stereotypes and makes young girls believe they can do whatever they set their minds to. I'm Rachel Charney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.